Hi, this is Claire from The Breakfast Show, and here are Kev's best bits from this week.
The KevC Breakfast Show podcast.
On Wednesday, Kev was asking Liverpool, pet or partner, which one would you give up?
Hello, Nicola.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thank you, Kev.
You're in Ellesmere Port.
That's right, yeah.
What do you do, Nick?
I work at Porsche Garage.
Porsche?
Yeah.
At Man Island?
No, it was at Man Island. We've relocated now to Cheshire Oaks. So.
Is Porsche not at Man Island anymore?
No.
Really?
Cheshire Oaks.
I didn't realise that Porsche had moved from Man Island.
Yeah, don't know.
There we go. So, how's everything at Cheshire Oaks?
Smashing, thanks. Great.
Do you have a Porsche yourself?
No, I don't.
No, if you could have one, which model would you have?
I'd have the Cayman, I think.
Yeah, really? I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah,
I've always been a fan of the 911.
Yeah, you can't beat that one.
Yeah, it's great.
It's classic.
It's the daddy, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, Nick, so pets or partners, tell me your story.
It's pets. I'm actually ringing on behalf of my mum. She's got 42.
42 pets?
42 cats.
Oh, my. 42 cats?
42 cats, yeah.
You were having a laugh.
No, seriously. She has them all in a pen at a house.
Has she got a big house?
No, only small.
Does she have, like, a kennel? Like, does she look after them, like, for other people?
No, they're all her own. She's just rescued them in, and she just doesn't go out. She has no social life. She just feeds them, and she's got a boyfriend who's very, very good. He helps out as well, but they do have quite a few harsh words over it sometimes.
God. I mean, don't tell me she has a name for every single one of them.
She does.
Does she really?
She knows more, yeah.
40, so are they strays as you're taking them in? How does she acquire 42 pussies?
She started off with about 9.
This reminds me of 1986 when I was in, carry on.
She started off with about 9 and then she's just taken in sick ones, poorly ones, and never got rid of them really.
So what? 42. 42, I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
I think she's mad. Keep telling her to try and get rid of them, but...
Oh, my God, 42 cats, unbelievable.
They're always shouting when I go up there. It's always feeding, chatting, always feeding them, and it's mad.
It must take some... I've got two cats here, and they do take some feeding, they really do.
Yeah, it costs about 60 quid a week to feed them, yeah.
My God. Oh, what's your mum's name?
Barbara.
Good morning, Barbara. If you're listening. Nicola, it's been lovely talking to you. Have a lovely day today.
Okay, thanks, Kev.
Thanks for your call, Nick.
Thank you, bye.
See you later, bye.
Kev was giving away tickets for Creamfields this week, except he was asking listeners to do something a bit different over the phone.
Tough, isn't it, making a call like that?
Yeah.
Here we go. Come on, a bit more than that.
Wow, chicka wow wow.
I love it. Is that Lindsay?
It is.
Hello, Lindsay.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well done with your beatbox. Let's have the last bit again.
Wow, chicka wow wow.
I like it. Well done, you. You've got yourself a pair of tickets for Creamfields in about 10 days' time.
Lovely, jubbly. Thank you very much.
What do you do, Linz?
I work for Mercedes.
Mercedes. Wow, bizarre. How we've had someone who works for Porsche this morning and asked one for a Mercedes.
I know.
Which, are you talking Mercedes in Liverpool?
No, over on the Wirral.
And once again, and Porsche was on the Wirral as well. How very bizarre. Who are you going to take, Linz?
Boyfriend Chris.
All right, well, we look forward to seeing you there. You have just got yourself or secured yourself a pair of Creamfields tickets for 2007. Who are you looking forward to seeing? Anyone in particular?
Chemical Brothers, Groove Armada, everybody.
Are you a Creamfields regular?
I certainly am.
You know, I go on about it all the time. I go to Creamfields, and I'm looking forward to going again this year. But my favourite of favourites was Faithless. Were you there when Faithless were on?
I certainly was.
Wasn't it fantastic?
Yeah, right near the front.
Oh, it's just... And remember all those inflatable sheep that were going about the place?
Yeah.
It was just the best. James Barton, good morning. He's promised me that next year he's going to put Faithless back on just for me. Let's keep our fingers crossed, eh?
are brilliant.
Lindsay, you have yourself a good day working at Mercedes today. Thanks a lot for texting, and you have won yourself a pair of Creamfields tickets, and we'll be in touch to let you know how exactly you can get those.
Lovely, thanks very much,
Kev. Have a nice day, Lindsay.
You too.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes, Lindsay in Netherton, working at Mercedes on the World. She's won herself a pair of tickets. The lineup is fantastic. Mark Ronson, Groove Armada, Khalees, The Chemical Brothers, Carl Cox, and many more. It's going to be bigger and better than ever before.
It was A-level day on Thursday, and we had Joanne and David in from Riverside College to open their results live on air. Listen to how they got on.
We have our students here from Riverside College. Your name is?
Joanne.
Joanne, good morning and welcome.
Hello.
And your name is?
David.
David. Whereabouts are you two from? Where are you from, Joe?
Runcorn.
From Runcorn. And what about you, Dave?
Widnes.
From Widnes. Okay, and you're really nervous, I imagine.
I am. I'm really scared.
Very, very brave of you to do this in front of 1.5 million people.
Oh, come on, don't scare me.
I'm shaking.
He's shaking.
Yeah.
How do you think, how do you think you're going to do?
I think I'm going to do okay. I think I'll do well. Theatre studies, I think I'll do really good in, but general studies, well, who does well on that? And film studies, I think I'll be okay.
What about you, Joe?
I think I've done okay in psychology. Biology, I'm just hoping I've done okay. And chemistry, I'm just not thinking about.
Well, it's been a nervous few weeks,
yes.
I imagine, yeah. What is it you, Joanne, want to do when you've, you know, after the results and everything?
I want to be a Manchester medic. I want to do medicine in Manchester. I need 2 A's and a B, and I don't think I'm going
to
get it.
All right, so let me make a note of that. You need 2 A's and a B,
I
yeah?
I do.
2 A's and 1 B, okay, just because we'll compare this when you when you open them shortly. What do you want to do, Dave?
Well, I want to become an actor, professional actor, so I'm trying to go into acting school, so, and maybe do clearing by doing that. So for theatre studies, I will need an A or a B at least.
Okay. Now, what will happen if, how will your parents feel if you don't get what you really want?
They'll cry.
But they'll still support you, won't
they? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, my parents just said, you've done your best, and my mum goes, oh, I'll be proud of you anyway. So
just hearing on the radio, yeah, I'll be really proud.
I'm so proud of you.
Okay, well, the best of luck. We're not doing it now. We're going to do it in about 5 minutes, yeah?
Yeah.
Doing about 5 minutes, so there's still a little bit longer to wait. So you just chill out there. We'll take a little bit of music and an app break and stuff, and then come back, and then we'll open Joanne and David's results this morning.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
Got the drum roll here. We have, just let me just remind people who just turned on this morning, Joanne from Runcorn, morning.
Hello.
You need 2 A's and a B.
I do.
All right. And David from Widnes.
Hello there.
Good morning. You're looking for what? You're looking for an A and a B?
Yeah, an A in theatre studies or a B in theatre studies would do for me.
All right. Are you ready?
Are we opening together, yeah?
I don't know whether we open them together.
Do one at a time.
Oh, God, stop right.
It's time to open your exam results.
Oh, I don't want to.
Right, Joanne is opening her results now.
Do you know what? I got an E last year in chemistry and I need to go up 3 grades. And it's not going to happen.
It needs 2 A's and a B here. Okay, hands are shaking.
Okay.
Read out what you have.
Right.
Good luck.
I'm going to open it.
Good luck.
It's upside down.
It's upside down. Oh my God, I got an A in biology. Oh, I feel so bad. I got an A in biology, I got an A in psychology, and I got a B in chemistry, which is unbelievable. I've got 3 grades in chemistry. Oh my God. Do you know what? My biology teacher, Pete, will be so proud because he thought I was going to fail chemistry.
Congratulations. So what's the plan now?
I'm going to Manchester and doing medicine.
Fantastic. Congratulations, everyone. All your family and friends will be listening. I'm very proud of you. Well done, you. Brilliant. Well done, Joanne. Oh, David, the pressure's on now, mate.
Sorry, David.
Oh, wonderful.
Right, okay. You need an A and a B.
An A. Or A or a B for things.
A or a B.
That's all I care about.
All right, and you want to be an actor, don't you?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's do it, shall we?
It's time to open your exam results.
Hey! I got a B in theatre studies, a C in film studies, which is good, and an E in general studies.
Are you happy with that?
I'm happy with that. Yeah, that's good enough for me.
Well done, David.
And I mean, with that, I can get into uni, so I'll be fine with
which
that.
Which uni are you going to go to?
Well, if all fails, I'll go to Chester University. So I want to go for Clearn first. I know Chester will listen to this and go, thanks a lot. Chester will be thinking, cheers, David. Thanks, mate. Yeah. All else fails. He's only acting here.
I'm
only acting, of course.
So I'm taking you two will be out celebrating tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, aye.
Yeah, where are you going to go?
It's going to be Warrington, Frodsham or Warrington. Everyone else is like, oh, we don't care where we go. So
or all three.
All three, who knows?
Anywhere that sells lager for me, yeah. That'll do.
He's not fussy.
I'm not fussy. No.
Well done to the guys upstairs as well. Hannah, she's done very well. She's got 5 A's.
Smart.
Unbelievable. Also well done to Amy and Amy Littlewood. Is that her name?
Yeah.
Amy Littlewood. And Hannah Blackburn. Amy got a B in drama and theatre studies. She got a D in English Lit. Language and the same performance, so he's well done to her as well.
Ooh.
There we go. So well done, guys.
Thank you.
Congratulations. And good luck with what you go on to do after
Thank
here.
You.
Thank you.
Well done.
Can I have a job here?
Yes, of course you can.
Hey.
We need a new producer. This one's only been here 3 weeks. We're fed up with it already. All right, well done, guys. Congratulations from everyone on the Kev C Breakfast Show.
It was Elvis Presley's 30th anniversary on Thursday as well. And Kev was asking Liverpool for an impersonator, and we actually found a good one.
The 30th anniversary, the death of Elvis Presley of heart failure in his bathroom at Graceland. And we have an Elvis impersonator on the line. Morning, Billy.
Morning, Kev.
How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Not too bad. A bit nervous, you know.
A little bit nervous. Why are you getting your results today? Billy from Bootle.
That's it, mate. Yeah, I work for Air Horizon Windows on Air Hawthorne Road.
Okay. Now, this impression you're going to do, do you go out and do it, or is it just a little thing you do at parties?
No, what I do is over weekends, I do the karaoke, for my local pub.
Yeah.
Just around the corner from ours. So, I'm just like a normal singer, but you mean act at the end of Elvis, I'll do a few Elvis numbers.
Right, so which pub do you do the karaoke in, Bill?
It's the Stamp Park on the Aesthetic Lane.
Right, okay. And what do you like singing most?
Elvis, basically, yeah.
Right, okay. So what are you going to sing for us this morning?
I'm going to sing Viva Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas, all right then. Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is Billy from Bootle singing Viva Las Vegas in memory of Elvis. Away you go, Bill.
And bright lights, are gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. I got a whole lot of money and I'm ready to burn, so get those things up higher. There's 1,000 pretty women just waiting out there, and they're all living the devil may care, and I'm just a devil with love to spare. So Viva Las Vegas, well, Viva Las Vegas, well, now Viva Las Vegas, with your neon flashing and your one-on band is crashing and all those hopes down the drain. Well, now Viva Las Vegas, then and day in the night time, Friday night in the daytime, if you see it all once, you'll never be the same again. Is that okay?
Well done, Billy from Bootle. That was very good, actually.
Very good.
Well done. The king is alive.
And in Bootle.
Yeah. Well done, Bill. You've got yourself. You probably got a copy anyway. We're going to give you a copy of Elvis's greatest hits for coming on and doing that.
Cheers, Kevin.
Do you want to say hello to anyone, Bill?
Yeah, can you just say hello to Christine, my girlfriend, if she's listening, and anyone else who knows me, and God loves you, baby.
Thank you very much. If you want to vote for Bill, press #1 on your keypads now. Billy, have yourself a great day today.
You too, Kev. Take it easy.
All the best, mate. See you later. Bye-bye.
Kev was giving away tickets for Chester Races, a VIP day out, and he really made the listeners work for it. Listen to this.
We have Chester Races VIP tickets up for grabs for Gents Evening next Thursday, the 23rd of August. I shall be down there once again judging the best dressed competition. It's Gents Evening, so we're going to be giving away a fantastic Caribbean holiday to the best dressed gent. That's Thursday next week. I'll look forward to seeing you down there. This prize is a fantastic VIP prize, including County Longroom tickets for two, plus a glass of Claire's favourite drink. Stop it. Kia Royale Champagne.
Ooh, I love a bit of that.
Love that. You get some of that on arrival. And also, we'll sort you out with overnight stay in Chester Racers Holiday Inn, which is great. It's a great, great hotel, that. Morning to Chris, the manager, and all the staff. Always have a good time down there. And we'll sort out a car parking pass, too. To play this morning, we have Phil. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm not too bad at all.
You're in Swanside?
Yep.
What do you do, Phil?
Work for Carpetright.
Carpetright?
Yep.
That's the one with the big tick, isn't it? One of my rivals. Morning, Carpetright. Okay, Phil, when was the last time you went racing?
I went to Chester at the end of the year.
Chester's great, isn't it? Well, this is Jen's evening. Who will you take if you win?
If my wife can make it, I'll take her. If not, my lad.
Okay.
David.
What you got to do here, Phil, is I'm going to ask you some questions. Each question, the answer is a number.
Okay.
Okay. And basically, say if you think that the number is, say, four, you've got to do like a horse impression. So you've got to go, say for four, you've got to go, like that. You know, kind of like, you have to do this four times.
Yeah.
Right. You think the answer is just one, you just go like this. All right. Okay. Going to make you work for these tickets this morning.
I know.
And I had a bit of a battle in the office yesterday because I worked on some questions and Liesl, the producer, worked on some questions. But she's a bit safe, you know what I mean? She wants me to use her official questions.
Right.
You are going to use the official questions. You're not using your... Have you still got yours?
Yes, I've still got mine here. Just let me use... Let me just... Can I? Just let you... Which questions do you prefer here, Phil? Right, my questions are this. What number did Liesl go for in Trap 1 this morning before we came on air? What do you reckon? What, a number one?
Number one.
No, you're wrong. It was actually a number two. The next question would have been, Claire Morrow's favourite number is something nine. What's the first number?
Yeah. 8, 4, 5, 6.
Yes.
No more.
And then the next question would have been...
Kev, don't mean that one.
Why?
Have you still got the same one I think you have from yesterday?
No, I've changed the slightly.
Oh, okay, go on then.
How many boys did Julia Bold snog so far this month? The answer is the same number as Downing Street, as where Prime Minister lives. Oh, scrap them. Let's do the official questions.
Yes!
All right, three questions here. Same rules apply. Frankie Goes to Hollywood sings about how many tribes?
Yeah.
Yes, two tribes is correct. Next question. How many correct numbers on the lotto do you need to claim the jackpot?
Yeah.
Correct. All right, and then to win the tickets here, final question. How many Dalmatians were there? Oh, it's a hell of it. You've got the tickets. Well done, Phil.
Thank you.
Congratulations. For Jen's evening next week, you've won yourself tickets, badges for the County Long Room, which is great. We'll sort out a glass of Kia Royal Champagne cocktail when you arrive. We'll sort out overnight stay in Chester Racers Holiday Inn, where Chris and the gang will look after you, and a car parking pass as well.
Absolutely wonderful. Thanks very much, Kev.
Not a problem. Well done for taking part this morning and being good sport. And I shall be down there next Thursday. I look forward to seeing you and whoever you bring with you.
I certainly will. Thanks very much indeed.
All the best, Phil.
Tune in to the Kev Seat Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.
Hi, thanks very much for listening to the Kev Seat Podcast. Tune in next week from 6.